We are speaking today from the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, which is under the Foreign Ministry of Norway. We are very lucky to have a visitor from Mozambique who has come to Norway, who has been invited by the Council for Africa. And we have with us today Professor Alcinda Honwana. And her specialty is youth and youth uprising. And Professor Honwana, she has written 5 books about the topic, and she is now in Norway and giving talks in various locations. My name is Gry Tinna Tinde. I work in the research section of NORAD, and I'm very happy to welcome you to our first audioboo recording in order to share findings of research for development. So I would like to welcome.
Thank you.
So I would like to ask you first, in your research on youth uprising, what connections have you seen between the youth that you have interviewed in several African countries and university groups?
Well, many of the youth that have participated in uprisings were especially in Tunisia, where university graduates. There is a lot of unemployed graduates, young people who go through university and in the end they don't have jobs. And problems of graduate unemployment are a very serious problem in the continent. And unemployment is not just for those who are uneducated, but also for those who are educated.
Absolutely. And we have now discussed at NORAD how development agencies, international organizations can help support the civil liberties, the right to work, the right to education of the large groups of youth in Africa. And maybe you could give us some advice on what we can do to work together.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I can give advice because, you know, being a researcher, I kind of highlight what the trends are on the ground by interviewing and talking to these young people. But one thing that I notice is that this massive graduate unemployment has also to do with the massification of higher education, in the sense that you have more and more higher education institutions mushrooming in many, many countries in the continent. So the number of private universities have grown a lot, and the quality of those universities, some of them are kind of weak in terms of the quality of the training they provide. And so on the one hand, you have the quality of the graduates that are coming out of some universities, but also you have questions about curriculum, the types of courses that people sign on to do and that universities offer that are often not well tuned with the needs of the labor market. For example, you might have a lot of graduates in ICTs that the country and the labor market in that particular country is unable to absorb. But apart from all that, there is a serious problem of job creation. There are lack of jobs, and young people, even if they are trained in areas that are areas important areas for the country, there are not enough jobs available.
Yeah, that is certainly a big challenge. Exactly. A World Bank figure says that 600 million jobs are needed by 2030. And with regard to the Millennium Development Goals, one of the goals is gender parity in higher education. And we have seen the last numbers in 2011 were that out of 10 young people in university in sub-Saharan Africa, only 6 were women. And how have you seen what types of gender issues have you come across in your studies of youth uprising and huge youth involvement?
Well, one thing that I noticed in the countries where I studied, which was in Mozambique, in Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia, you see increasingly an increasing number of young women being educated. And also in terms of successfully finishing their courses, women have performed quite well in higher education, and there is a growing number of women who are interested in finishing their courses, and they talk about, you know, kind of in terms of their expectation is to go to university to finish their courses, and those who are at university, they want to finish well to get a proper job. So there is an increasing number of women in higher education, and with a success rate quite considerable.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for coming to Norway. We look forward to reading your next research. This is very useful as a guide to people who work with youth on youth issues, both on health and education, in low and middle income countries. So we will certainly look out for what you produce next. Thank you so much, Professor Honwana, and have a very safe trip back to New York now, where I understand you do your research. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.